it's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Bree. I tried calling in my story a month and a half ago, and my phone kept cutting off, so I eventually just gave up, so I thought I'd call back in. So it's funny, I actually go to school in Wichita, Kansas, where you guys used to be, and I actually only live an hour, my home, from Branson. So I just thought that was really unique and funny, and me and my mom both love your show. So to give background, I went to an all-women's college in Missouri for my first 2 years. It was very haunted, and every time I talk about it, stuff starts happening in my apartment now, so I get a little freaked out, but I'm going to go ahead and power through. One of the first things that really proved to me it's kind of haunted was my roommate had just moved out, and I was laying in bed, and I was listening through noise-canceling headphones, and I just hear sobbing. And, of course, I'm like, why are you crying, to my roommate? No answer, no reply. I said, why are you crying? Forgetting that she had moved out, I'm rolled over facing the wall. And when I roll over and see her bed empty, I was like, oh. So I was like, one of my sweet mates is so upset. Then I said, were you crying, to my neighbor? She's like, no, I thought that was you. But out in the suite, we couldn't hear it. But when we went back into my room together, we could hear it. So we searched and searched. We literally went floor to floor, there are three floors. We even went to the basement to make sure, we weren't going crazy. So that's the first thing that kind of really proved to me. Second of all, I had a rough time. So I think I could really feel some negative energy throughout my freshman year and into my sophomore year a little bit. I had come into my room and I set down a prescription I had just filled. And I left, went to the bathroom and came back. And I didn't close my door because I lived with the people I knew and it wasn't a typical dorm. Anyway, I couldn't find my medicine. And so I had my sweet mate come in. And I said, do you see it? And she's like, no. I said, my room's a mess. Let me clean it. Let me see if I can find it again. Let me see if I can come across it. So I cleaned my whole room top to bottom. I mean, spotless. This could have been on a magazine. Still, nowhere to be seen at all. So I was, freaking out. I started crying. I was like, somebody stole it. I don't know what to do. I had my sweet maid come in. She couldn't find it. She was like, I don't know. We had my other sweet mate come in, and I went and got her, and both of us, my other person was like, I don't know. So she went back to her room, and the sweet mate comes in and points to the desk I just organized, spotless, and says, I'm assuming this is a different prescription, and I was like, no, that's the one I'm looking for. It was exactly where I had set it when I came into my room, but it was not there. 25 minutes earlier when I was cleaning, when I was searching, 5 minutes earlier when I just organized my desk, it wasn't there. So that was one of the most insane situations I've ever experienced. The last one, I was laying down to go to sleep, and every night about 3 a.m., I would hear somebody tear down the hallway like they were sprinting at a dead sprint. But then I would never hear the door, and sometimes it would come back and sometimes it would come through. And to leave the suite the way they were going, you had to go through a door and it slammed shut because we didn't keep it open. So I hear it and I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait. And if this person comes back by, I'm going to open the door. So I'm standing there at the ready, and I am standing there, I hear it come back, start back down the hallway. I swing open my door. I jump out there, look around the seat, go running. It just stopped as soon as I opened my door, and there was nobody out there. The last and final thing was one night I was again laying down to go to sleep. This was my sophomore year. And I'm laying there, and our closet doors could not open all the way. So you could have one side open, but the other side was closed. It was like sliding. So I'm laying there, and it looks like both my closet doors are open. And I'm like, that's not possible. All of a sudden, it starts to, like, my eyes start to get used to the dark, and I see a shadow darker than dark, blacker than black, standing there. And I just, my blood goes cold. Like, I'm freaking out, so I'm just like, if I go back to sleep, I'm going to fall asleep. Like, talking about it right now gives me goosebumps, and it just, it gives me a bad feeling. And whatever it was not positive.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family. Available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now. Press subscribe and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you... So please, we'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.